have been called in the Redland Bay area following Tropical Cyclone Alfred. Federal member for Bowman, Henry Pike, is pushing for the establishment of a Redlands Community Recovery Fund to support areas at risk during natural disasters. Mr. Pike has outlined the concerning failure of mobile phone networks during the cyclone, stating that mobile coverage was not just a luxury, but a lifeline.
Concerns have been raised about Ipswich City Council's lack of public transport late at night. The council is making efforts to revitalise the city's nightlife by providing more entertainment options, yet city-goers are becoming increasingly confused as to why public transport timetables aren't reflecting this demand. Ipswich Mayor Theresa Harding has acknowledged the issue, but raised the concern that the council receives some of the lowest state investment in public transport compared to neighbouring councils.
In national news, both the government and the opposition have announced that they will cap the cost of medicines under the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme at $25. The policy, first announced by the government and matched by the coalition, will come into effect after the federal election, due by May 17th. It comes a week after the group of American pharmaceutical giants accused Australia of egregious and discriminatory government price controls.
Following a video surfacing of the inhumane handling of fish by Tasmanian salmon company Huon, the RSPCA has revoked its accreditation. The video depicts the inappropriate handling of live and dead fish following a major disease outbreak across Tasmanian fish farms. Huon has criticised the RSPCA's decision, stating that it was unfair given that it was a single incident of non-compliance. The RSPCA have held firm on the decision, with Chief Executive Richard Mussel stating that no Tasmanian salmon farms are certified following the incident and that the withdrawal of accreditations reflects how seriously they take incidents that compromise animal welfare.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has reportedly eliminated the Department of Education upon claiming it is polluted by liberal ideology. Despite his public speech earlier today, the act of eliminating the department is merely impossible without the act of Congress. Trump claims his administration will allow the department to operate its core necessities, like preserving funding for low-income schools and providing grants for children with learning disabilities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.